You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We sometimes talk about stealing or robbery in terms of lifting things, and this is relevant to heists as well.
That's What They Say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi there, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca. Great to be here.
I'm excited to talk about heists. When I think about heists, I think about capers and mystery and intrigue. It's more than just a robbery or a burglary or stealing something. There's much more to it.
I completely agree. And the data back us up. When you look at what words tend to appear around heist, it appears with bank, art, diamonds, movie, truck, elaborate, daring, complex. Heists, these are major undertakings. Now, heist, the first evidence we have in the Oxford English Dictionary is 1930. Both the noun and then the verb for a holdup or a robbery. And heist is a pronunciation of hoist.
Oh, and that's probably why lifting fits into this.
Exactly. So heist is a form of hoist, which means we need to talk about the history of hoist. Hoist goes back to the verb hoise, H-O-I-S-E, which meant to raise aloft by a rope or a pulley. This was a nautical term that we see by the late 1400s. And by the 1500s, we have the form hoist to mean to raise aloft, to place on high. By the 1700s, hoist as a verb can mean to break into a building, to steal, or to rob. It shows up in lexicons of criminal slang. And if you're now thinking, so why does hoist mean that? It seems to come from the practice of lifting someone up on someone else's shoulders to help them break in through a window.
You have to really want it to do that.
And here's a great example. 1714, this is a book by Alexander Smith called The History of the Lives of the Most Noted Highwaymen, Footpads, Housebreakers, Shoplifts, and Cheats.
That's a lot of synonyms. I like it.
And they're not all synonyms. I needed to look at footpads, and it turns out highwaymen robbed people typically on a horse, and footpads were on foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so some big distinctions there, yeah.
But here's the quote from this book. He pursued his old courses of going on the top or hoist, that is, breaking into a house in a dark evening by getting in at a window one story high, which they performed by one thief standing on the shoulders of another.
Again, I think you really have to trust the person who's on the bottom there that they're not going to drop you.
Exactly. And this is how we get hoist and then heist to refer to robbery. You'll notice that shoplifting is coming up here. The noun and verb shoplift go back to the 1600s. I was surprised these were that old. And a shoplift was first the person who shoplifts and then the verb to shoplift. We get that lifting, raising meaning in shoplift as well. Then we can think about a verb like to hold up.
More lifting. So you're lifting your hands or your arms.
Exactly. To hold up was the person as well as the act of committing robbery by holding up a traveler or a train. And it seems to come from this practice of having victims hold up their hands. And I'm doing that right now with my own hands, even though no one can see that. Then to stick up or a stick up, there's that lifting again. This term was originally Australian. Now, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, chiefly a U.S. term, goes back to the mid-1800s. A stick up, a hold up, typically involve a gun. Shoplifting, often not so much.
All right, Anne. Well, we may not have solved a heist or stopped a heist, but we at least solved the origin of hoist. Thanks so much.
I'm glad I could help with the origins of hoist and heist and the relationship between the two.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.